Podcast Ranger.
Welcome one and all to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Now, Ichi, do you know why we're all here today?
Why?
Well, if you remember last Extra Extra, we noticed you had a bit of a problem.
Oh.
We're here to talk to you about it. Diet Pepsi, you need to stop. It's too much. It's high in aspartame.
No, don't.
And just you keep doing that.
Don't pick
really,
it up. No.
Really, really irritating. There it is. You need to stop, okay? Your fans are concerned about you. Eric's concerned about you. I don't know even where the hell he is, but...
He left.
Yeah, just like Gar.
I get intimidated when I get and I get confronted by more than two people.
So, please do us all a favor. Stop drinking Pepsi. Switch to Coke Zero instead.
Fine.
And let's move on. Now let's do the news.
I don't have anything.
That was the sound of a Coke Zero can opening.
I don't
in
have
case
any...
you didn't notice.
Subtitle.
I have water.
I hope that was audible.
That was a beautiful sound. Well done, Emily.
Let me just try.
Just like snap it off.
Do the crushing bottle thing.
She's shaking a full bottle.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that.
I thought it was open for a second. I was like, oh my god, the mic!
No, don't worry!
Jesus Christ.
So apparently my first news link is dead, and it is the new trailer for Shattered Grid.
Yeah, so I've never heard of this before. So for a comic book,
they made
a live-action trailer showing Lord Draken, and it's actual Jason David Frank as Lord Draken.
Okay, that's actually
that's
really cool.
Fucking cool.
I love how a lot of people who had no idea what the comics were are watching this and going like, oh my god, there's a new movie coming out with Tommy as the bad guy!
This should be a fan film!
Yeah, I was
like,
right?
Get the Bat in the Sun guys and just make a Shattered Grid film and get as many Power Ranger actors to come back as you can.
Shows what you know, Phase Core. It was a Coke Zero. Anyways, we're gonna watch the trailer now and then we'll give our thoughts. So, David, cut out this next part.
Wow.
That was so good.
That is the best trailer for things that are not happening that ever happened.
It's the best trailer for a comic book ever made. Like, Jesus.
They could make a movie out of this.
They could make a movie out of this, but you know what? They won't.
Because fuck what we want.
Yeah, right?
Jesus.
Like, you just see, like, the scene where just, like, Tommy's, like, he's watching himself or whatever like that, and he's like... It's like, oh, you're one of us, and then you just see him just going like, well, that didn't happen. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
and just warping
actually,
the helmet on.
Actually physically painful.
And seeing the actual suit with his helmet, like, appearing, oh, that was good.
I liked his guards, too.
I might actually start reading these.
Yeah, I know, right. This is definitely working as an incentive to read the
comic.
Well,
Gar has, like, every single issue of the comic, so.
Wow.
Yeah, he's collected every single issue. Anyways, that's, like, well done.
That was
well done. That's
cool.
That's so cool.
So, yeah, that is the trailer for the upcoming Shattered Grid Power Ranger comics. So, look into those, because that seems very interesting.
And huge respect to Jason David Frank for loving the fandom so much that he does this.
You know what it is?
Huh?
It's Power Rangers Decade!
Oh my god!
Draken! Ranger Rhino.
Oh my goodness.
No, Ranger Morpho. Lightspeed.
Alright, and speaking of Lord Draken, we also got our first look at the Power Morphicon exclusive legacy figure for him.
Oh, he's getting a figure too?
Oh yeah.
That looks pretty good.
And comes with Dragon Dagger and Cerebra.
Cerebra?
Because literally all Lord Draken is, it's just a fusion of the Green Ranger and White Ranger suits.
Well, he is the Green Ranger and White Ranger.
Like, if there's one thing about his design that I don't like, it's kind of like the spikes on the top of his helmet. Kind of protruding,
like
but not enough for me to hate the suit entirely. The rest of it is... Mwah. Love the red visor. Love the pointy dragon shield.
For me, the only thing that kind of throws it off is the green and white really don't mesh that well together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, green and gold is good. White and gold is good. green, white, and gold. A little off the mark.
Yeah, I love those.
But I appreciate that this was the best they could do to merge the two forms together.
Mm-hmm.
This picture makes it look like his feet just stop at the ankle.
Yeah, it just looks like he has any feet.
There you go.
That one you can see his feet. Because I was going to say, those boots are weird looking, but I realized...
So, like, apparently one of the comics or whatever, Lord Draken, like, rips off Saba's head...
Oh,
and then
fuck.
He, like, extracts, like, the goop that's inside Saba that apparently that's what makes him teleport.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and he gets, like, this teleporting ability.
Ugh.
Yeah, and so I'm like, oh, my God, Saba.
Yeah, the comics for things like this sort of go hardcore.
I still have my legacy Saba. I'm never going to do that. Toei,
Saban, we know you're listening. Make this movie.
Or, like, just start a Kickstarter. Fans will fucking pay money to get this made.
If Amy Jo Johnson can kickstart her thing, you guys can do this.
Yeah, and, like, again, it shows how, like, awesome Jason David Frank is, honestly, because he loves the fandom, and he loves Power Rangers, so, like, you know, it's cool he did this.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and, like, props to the people who made that costume. Like,
wow.
Well done. So,
props
this is
to
cool.
the prop people who made that class.
See? Yeah. Saban, this is how you do it! This is how you make Power Rangers!
There you go, there's our episode title.
No,
when
I
they
know.
Fuse together!
I don't know if that's good enough to be a title.
What was the title?
Props to the props.
Oh.
Next, we have our poster for the upcoming Q Ranger versus Space Squad film.
Do we have the trailer listed too?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's a trailer, like a little teaser trailer.
Yeah.
It shows, like, apparently, like, Hammy's gone rogue.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I saw
she's,
that.
Like, in a sexy ninja costume.
So, we also have the plot for the film. This is 4 years after the events of Q-Ranger, and the universe is at peace. That changes when Hammy attacks the Rebellion and steals the new Neo Q-Tama.
Ooh.
Fearing its possible misuse, Yeah. Space Federation President Tsurugi Otori has declared Hammy wanted across the universe.
Yep.
Lucky and some of the Q-Rangers believe in Hammy and fight against Tsurugi's decision, so it's literally Q-Ranger Civil War.
It looks like it is
Q-Ranger. Yeah, hell, I saw in the trailer that actually, like, Lucky and Tsurugi, like, go at it with each other, so, like, it's awesome.
It looks like both of my favorite Rangers are on Tsurugi's side.
In addition, Space Sheriffs Gavan and Scheider appear. There's no mention on why they're there or how the Q-Ranger Civil War will end.
Well, you know what? It's because the Q-Rangers are starting up so much shit that the Space Sheriffs have to get involved.
They're just like, break it up in
but
space.
They couldn't pick anyone better than my boy Scheider. Like, oh.
I'm down with that.
You know what? But in preparation for this, I feel like we need to show Emily all the Space Sheriff movies. There's three of them.
I've seen some of them.
Oh, okay.
So, this film is being written by Q-Rangers head writer Nobuhiro Mori, directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Of course.
Who previously directed both two installments of Space Squad. Film will be released August 8th on Blu-ray and DVD, and will get a theatrical run in June.
Cool. So, we won't see this movie until, like, fucking, like, September.
Probably.
But I'm excited. This is cool. Dekaranger versus Gavan was great. This is also going to be great. Like, I love this, like, series that they've started.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I saw Dekaranger versus Gavan, even though I haven't seen Dekaranger.
Yeah, but have you seen the Gavan, Sharivan, and Scheider movies?
I saw the girls one.
Yeah, Girls in Trouble? Yeah, no. So we got to show you the Space Sheriff movies, like Gavan, Sharivan, Scheider, because those are really good.
Next.
Oh,
Power Rangers is casting for Beast Morphers.
Let's get to the best line in this whole thing. So this is like a...
First off, I just want to highlight the fact that they're advertising Beast Morphers by showing off the Ninja Steel artwork, so applause there,
first of all. I guess there's no Beast Morphers.
Because they don't want to tease it.
Casting for Season 26, Power Rangers Beast Morphers, the live-action television series for children. We are auditioning for our new team of Rangers and are looking for young people aged 18 to 25.
Damn. Well, I'm out.
Applicants can be any ethnicity. You need to be photogenic. Nope. Charismatic. Arguably. And energetic. Fuck. Only one out of three.
I'm all three.
Must be outgoing with a positive attitude and have a genuine sense of confidence.
God
damn it!
That's me! What? God, I need to go back 3 years in time.
They lost me already with photogenic.
Aw.
I'm there too. We are seeking superheroes with a strong athletic skill, such as martial arts, dance, gymnastics, or acrobatics!
Yeah, why is it all in caps? And here's the line.
Acting experience is a plus, but not required.
Oh,
not
experience.
You don't fucking say!
No, and you know what? That worries me that Beast Morphers might be bad, because if they don't... No,
we're gonna get Troy again!
If they don't give a shit about acting in a TV show, that worries me.
Yeah,
which means that's probably what they've been doing since Samurai. They're just like, eh, acting, what the fuck's that?
You can punch, come join the show, it doesn't.
Yeah, you look pretty
that.
Good.
You fill an ethnicity slot.
Oh my goodness. This is dumb.
Here we go. Self-tape audition instructions. Please record yourself in front of a clear, uncluttered background wearing form-fitting athletic wear.
Tights.
State your name, age, height, phone number, and email address. Tell us something clever about yourself. If you are selected, we will send a scene for you to perform. Please turn to the left and right, showing us your profiles, followed by one full body shot. Please finish with a physical demonstration of your athletic abilities. Have fun! So anyone interested can send YouTube or Vimeo links of your clip to PRUSACasting. @AOL.com!
Oh my goodness.
That's still a thing?
Wow!
Oh no.
Special note, all talent must be willing to relocate to Auckland, New Zealand for approximately 8 months, must have a valid passport with at least 1 year left before renewal, or must be able to obtain one.
Yeah, that sounds a little... At least that's not in quotes.
You know what, this is...
Power Rangers!
Acting is not required.
No, this is my response to this.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
And now I have context, because I watched The Office.
He hates Toby.
Alright. Next. Speaking of the comics... Exclusive Power Rangers pins from Boom Studios will be shown off at WonderCon 2018.
Those are really pretty.
Right?
If I cared about the MMPR team at all, then I'd be more interested, but I'm not. There's no White Ranger.
That's Raisins.
No, it's not.
You don't like it because they don't have the white one.
Oh.
Sure.
They don't have the green one either.
Yeah, I know. So, these nice-looking pins will be $12 and will be available at WonderCon 2018 while supplies last.
Yep.
You can also pick up there the Go-Go Power Rangers comics featuring the Hyperforce comic variant.
Cool. And when it comes with a lightning bolt pin and a shattered lightning bolt pin. So I guess the morphing grid is depicted as a lightning bolt?
Maybe. I think it's just symbolic.
Yeah, I think so too, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. I wish Gar was here. He could confirminate it.
Yep.
Well, actually, guys, it is the lightning bolt.
Next, the actor who played Zanki in Hibiki and Garulu in Kiva, I wanted to mention this specifically, he's actually going to be voicing in Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains.
Oh.
I've been watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains, so I thought I wanted to mention this real quick. This character I have not seen yet. Let's see if there's a name. Kenji Matsuda as the character named Bowman.
Ooh.
Also being added to the cast is Yuki Kaji, who was in Attack on Titan as Soul Burner. Taku Yashiro, who was Tiger Mask as Flame. And Ryoko Shiraishi, who was in Hayate the Combat Butler as Haru.
Cool. Well, let us know how he is when you get to him.
Those are some pretty... I like the character designs, even if they're silly.
Yeah. Wow, Kenji Matsuda got one hell of a haircut.
Those eyebrows are pretty good. I mean, on him, not the character.
Like, you could have been talking about either.
Yeah, I know, I could have been, but I am actually talking about him. Also, that star motif just makes me think of Kill Kill.
Right? I get it. Neat. Next.
Is that naked skin or skin-colored fabric?
We'll never know. To commemorate the upcoming Kamen Rider Amazons, the movie Final Judgment, a music event for the film has been announced.
Oh?
Titled, Kamen Rider Amazons, the movie, the Final Judgment, commemorative music festival, Eat, Kill All. It will feature the acts of Kuniaki Haishima, Taro Kobayashi, Nob, and Kamen Rider Girls.
Come to our awesome Amazons festival. Come eat, kill all.
Eat, kill all.
Come eat, come kill, come all.
That's terrible.
Just come. Next.
Just
come, die, set down, and... forgot what the other one's called. Other song.
Armor Zone.
Come to the Armor Zone.
Get in the Armor
Bring
Zone.
Bring your kids to the Armor Zone.
Duel Masters joke. Aside from music performances, the event will also feature a cast talk session featuring Tom Fujita, that's Omega, Masashi Taniguchi, Alpha, as well as producer Shinichiro Shirakura. The event will be happening March 25th at the Shinjuku Reni, with tickets costing 3,800 yen, and the film will be releasing May 19th. That's the day of Raven's wedding.
What a great wedding present.
Death.
Death!
By
Amazon!
By Amazon!
Well, they were parts of Amazon involving eggs, weren't they?
Yeah. Alpha likes eggs.
Next, we have our official images for Kamen Rider Cronus' figure art.
Ooh, he's cute.
It looks good, and here's the best part. It comes with the Gamer Driver version.
Oh, that's neat.
I have already pre-ordered it.
Really?
Oh, yep. That is beautiful.
Wow.
Is it really that shiny?
Probably not.
I hope it comes with that.
Right?
Doesn't look like it does.
So, this figure stands 150 millimeters, comes with the Gamer Driver and a set of interchangeable hands. So, I don't think it actually comes with that, with the clock.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
Make your own clock.
No, you know what it'll do? It'll be the backdrop of the box.
Oh, it might be the box, yeah.
So this premium Bandai web exclusive figure will be 6480 yen, August release.
Now you
know Raven's gonna like that too.
Now you can have a game over there.
You can be
or bad the ending.
No, I've got the best joke. Get it before it's out of stock. Zipamba! Yuppie!
I just realized that I never thought of this until now. Is this okay?
Yep.
Am I interrupting?
No.
If you take Kamen Rider Cronus' basic design and swap the green for red, it's just Kamen Rider Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And for some reason, I never noticed this until this moment.
Kamen Rider Out of the Edge.
No! Honestly, Kamen Rider Edge would be a cool name for Kamen Rider.
Critical Edge! Next, we have images for Kamen Rider Grease's figure arts as well.
He's cool looking. He's very shiny.
This
like
one
that.
Should be shiny. It's...
I should fucking hope so.
Yeah. He looks almost feminine in that one picture.
He's just skinny.
It's this one.
It's Samus Aran.
Yeah, look
at that. Oh, and he comes with little mini Phoenix and robot bottles. That's cute.
So this figure stands 150 millimeters tall, comes with the Twin Breaker, Phoenix full bottle, robot full bottle, interchangeable hands, premium Bandai web exclusive, 6264 yen, August release. Same, so basically the same as Cronus.
Pre-order now!
Next, announced with the full bottle GP set number 13, an empty full bottle, and a hammer! Faust full bottle.
Yeah, I don't know. We've never seen that one
I'm
before.
Super curious. I would love a hammer smash.
That actually would look cool.
Would it do the...
No, it would look like one of the Hammer Bros from Super
Oh my god,
Saga.
It could just be called Hammer Bro.
Oh yeah, if you put that in like the Nebula.
Funky!
Hammer Bros.
Oh my god.
Hammer... Yeah.
Smashing hammer gear.
There you go.
It's like they're trying so hard to make
Yes, everyone in the chat's making hammer time jokes.
I also like that there's like a golden painted
gear engine
bottle. Yeah, that's cool.
And then there's version like shiny versions of Tora and UFO And, like, the tractor beam in the shiny version of UFO isn't even pink, which I think is an interesting distinguishment.
Yeah. A hammer bottle. I wonder if that's... We're going to see that in the show.
Maybe they'll use that to break the wall.
Because if they're releasing that, then it has to be in the show, right?
I mean, that logic follows, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Because, like, why would they make a toy of something that doesn't exist in the show? Have they... Toy on. Has Ryder ever done that before? I don't think so.
I mean, there was the Ichigo Gashet, but that never got used.
That's true.
That's just the first example off the top of my head.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Interesting. Okay.
Alright, looking forward to seeing where that goes. Next.
Kama!
Tamashii Lab reveals the Kamen Rider Black RX Reval King.
Oh my god. So it's Black RX's, like, lightsaber sword.
I was
going to
say, is that just a lightsaber?
Yeah, so, like, what's really cool about it is... Oh, and it even comes with, like, a stand that's, like, the belt. And then you can... It looks like... Because he pulls it out of his belt.
It's
And then it comes with this little wrist thingy.
Yep. So this is in celebration of the 30th anniversary of Black RX.
Fuck yeah.
It is proper scale.
Yep.
No details on price and release date yet, but I'm sure we'll have that in the next week or two.
Oh, that's pretty. I like Black RX's design. It's really cool.
All right, next. There have been spy shots taken showing that our boy Kamen Rider Evol has been spotted on the film set.
Oh yeah, Gar accidentally found out about him, and I was like, don't worry about it. You'll find out when it happens. So
that's what Evol's going to look like.
What are you up to, Soichi, you bastard?
I don't think that... it's Soichi.
Oh,
it has to be.
I think Stark and Soichi separate, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Oh, so it would be the...
My theory all
thing
along
that
about...
might be possessing him, yeah.
That. I think he'll have outgrown his need for Soichi's human body and separate and
that
become this.
That could very well be an interesting thing to happen. The thing that he caught on Mars.
That is my theory.
Calvin from Life.
The game theory.
Alright. And finally, next month in Build, we are apparently getting Nanba Heavy Hard Guardians.
Whoa! Those look cool!
They look like the Ready Player One Sixers, don't they?
Oh yeah, the IYs.
So of course I saw that they were called Hard Guardians and immediately started calling them Hardians.
Yes. I'm a gardener! I can do everything.
The cap applicators or cap applicators.
That's Guardian.
So those are coming out next month on Build. They've got fucking headphones. I didn't notice till now.
Headphones.
Well, they need to communicate with each other.
Cool. And that's pretty much the news.
Well, fuck.
Not much this week.
No, I guess not.
No, I guess not, huh?
Oh well.
All right. Well, that's all for now. See you all next week, and we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.